For our final project for WRD 111 this year, my group decided to create a collaborative website about food deserts. We tried to establish ethos throughout our entire website by using credible and reliable sources. We also checked our grammar and made sure to use mature vocabulary so there was no questioning in what we were talking about. Finally, we also chose to include a counterargument to show that we were prepared to deal with critiques and prove that our side of the argument was the right one. As creators, we tried our best to take on the persona of someone who is very well educated on the topic. We also wanted to take on the role of asking the audience to work on improving this issue of public concern. We specifically used a call to action to make the audience feel responsible and connected to the topic. We felt this would encourage them to help make a change and become more intrigued to look more into the topic. They might even realize that it affected them or someone they knew. We also used primary research from other UK students throughout a survey to help the connection, as our fellow classmates were our audience. We chose to use facts about how people are affected by food deserts and how many people are affected in order to show the urgency for a solution. Visuals were also used throughout the entire website in order to show examples, organize data, and again, help the audience understand the issue firsthand by physically seeing the effect of food deserts. Personally, visuals and data were some of the aspects that helped me choose this topic in the first place. They made me realize how many people, even just down the road, are affected by food deserts every day. And one of the things that surprised me the most was that most people living in food deserts aren't even aware. We ran into some obstacles when it came to actually creating the website format and including images in order to help separate the text so that it was more appealing to the reader. Luckily, though, I was grateful to have a great group that was in constant communication throughout the entire project, so we could figure out how to work through most of the obstacles we faced together. After working on this project, I think assigning roles for each group member is a necessity, even when it is not required by the professor. Each person was given responsibility not only for their specific part of the project, but also a responsibility to the group, which I think played a big role in why we worked so well together. Unfortunately, with COVID, all communication was over the phone and or on Zoom, so sometimes it was hard to have clear communication and conduct primary research. But I think our group did a very good job overall, and I learned a lot from this project.